seems like everybody I talk to either is worrying this isn't good enough, it's not going to do the job, or they're furious that there's anything in there in the first place. What did we accomplish with the CAB provisions?
You know, interestingly enough, despite all the debate, I think that the opportunities there for the city of Indianapolis to have the ability to solve their problems. Most of the load is going to be carried by them. The state's help is important, but we are not subsidizing them. I think I think they can make this work, and I think it's really a good solution, and it was crafted by Republicans and Democrats alike.
When you look at this budget, one of the big contentious issues had always been schools and school funding, you know, buildings, et cetera. Democrats have said this is a Republican budget, so when those districts have to lay off teachers and cut programs, it's on you guys' shoulders. Senator, how do you respond to that?
This budget, the urban schools got more increase. They started at higher levels. They got more increase per child, enormously more increases per child. And the suburban schools are facing the same crisis. I think we spread the pain levelly to everybody. I don't know of a single school superintendent, whether it's a growing school or a declining school, that says, I got a good deal. And that's just a measure of how difficult the times are and how level this formula is, really, in the final analysis.
Senator Kenley, the CIB issue proved to be kind of a complex one to work through, especially when it ended up in the budget.
Right.
How much did the disconnect between the mayor and the governor's office in terms of not agreeing on the kind of cuts, some mixed messages there, how much did that contribute to the difficulty of passing the final plan?
I think the real reason for the difficulty was that here we had, as a state and state government, had extended some help to Indianapolis, and everybody was very disappointed in a time where the economy was just falling apart, that this apparent lack of planning and development and foresight had produced a really bad result in that area. And that was a much bigger factor than whether the governor had a better solution or the mayor had a better solution. It was just a disappointment to all of us. And I think nobody wanted to have to solve that kind of a problem when they felt that other problems were more pressing. But that problem is important. It's important not only to the capital city, but to the entire state. And in the end, everybody did put aside. There wasn't much debate about that. Mm-hmm. The vote went on the board. People who may or may not have liked it didn't vote for or against the bill because of that.
House Republicans said that this is an issue. Maybe after 2 or 3 years, you guys are probably going to have to come back and revisit.
I have more confidence in the mayor and the city county council than that. I think they've got the tools.
Senator, you had talked across the hall about this being the best that both sides could do. Was this the best compromise you could come up with, you think, at the end of the day?
I think it is. I think it really is. And I think the sleeper in this whole thing is that there are more items of education reform in this budget than we've seen in a dozen years, and that came out of the fact that we all have frustration with what not only is going on in the schools, but our inability to kind of come up with the right funding amount to make it feel like it's going to work. And it's more than just the funding. So I think we've addressed some issues that we don't realize the impact that they can have and with some possible solutions.
So how are you going to spend the rest of your summer vacation?
How soon until you go to Texas?
Well, it won't be long. Well, first I need to talk about this announcement of my two twin grandsons.
Yeah.
I mean, 6 pounds, 10 ounces each.
So the champ
is my daughter-in-law.
I was going to ask, who's in more pain, your daughter-in-law or you guys, giving birth to this whole budget process?
Well, I would never describe the pain that you can have with childbirth, since I've never been there. I'm not going there. I'll concede that one.
One more thing on less exciting stuff. You and Senator Simpson, towards the end, were talking about the school funding formula.
Right.
How do we fix that? How can we make this less of a blood?
You know, Senator Simpson said we need the study, but she also hinted to the idea of, you know, why can't we find something that we agree on that's a mechanism to make this work a little better? And I had tried the complexity index years ago, and it's still here. But I think she's saying find a solution, try to make it stable and stick to it for a while. And I think she's got some good suggestions. Her comments were very good tonight.
It sounded like, at least on that, because we're in agreement, that this process is broken in a necessarily?
We're struggling in a year like this year where you don't have all the money you need really shows all the warts.
Final question is this one here. Is it a disappointment that you folks basically made it with 5 hours to spare before government shut down?
Well, I think that that's the nature of the beast. I think that everybody tries to negotiate up till the last hour for whatever they think they can get on a position they want to take. So sometimes those deadlines are just part of the way the process works. But in this case, I was truly worried, particularly with the House people being gone, that if by some fluke this thing would go down, we would have been in a disastrous position if the state had shut down.
Just to be clear on the CIB, my last CIB question of the entire session.
Good. I'm holding you to
there's
that.
There's no reason in your mind that the mayor's office, the city, any other lawmaker should be back here next year or any other time in the future seeking more help. Because the mayor's office says this isn't going to solve it. We should be back. We've heard it's not even a Band-Aid from some people, but you disagree with those.
I do. My review of all the economic analysis is that if people perform at the levels that they can perform in terms of dealing with the cost, dealing with the teams, and by the way, the teams recently have very quietly indicated that they do plan to do their share. It may be in the requested way, but I think the big thing for them was they didn't want a gun held to their head on how they had to do it. So I think they are perfectly capable of solving these problems, and I will be surprised if we have to come back next year and deal with this.
Spending cuts are possible.
That's right.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
On the region channel.